did ask the board's permission if they felt it was okay.
I'm going to check, and I'm actually going to go back and read the law. But I will state an objection to you. Procedurally, you're holding a public hearing on extension of a public employee contract, and there is no discussion of terms, conditions, and the substance of that contract, whether or not you should. And then you're interested in trying to ratify that agreement in what, the next month? Because you would have to do it during next month's meeting in order to beat the election. So what I would suggest is take the time, initiate the process. I would love to hear what Mr. Carroll's vision is for the future and what Mr. Carroll feels his contribution to the district has been over the last 2 years. It's a bad job to have right now in New Jersey, but I think that would be enlightening, that public go more to gain the support, open up communications, increase transparency, and gain the greater support.
Thank you.
Science, These are areas that we are undertaking through a regional consortium, partnering with Clinton Public and other districts to do just that, trying to improve a shared service work, getting all our teachers together and coming up with a shared curriculum going into 140. So we have put this out there to all districts that are part of that region so that we could maximize our staff and get this done by the goal, which is this September 2011. Continued progress toward meeting the educational needs of the 21st century learner. You'll see that a lot. It is the idea that, and I'm sure you heard this before, there's a sense that there are so many jobs out there when our students become graduates of college that they will see careers that we didn't even think of yet. So how do we get them prepared? Well, there is a thought process from our 21st century learning that talks about critical thinking, communication, collaboration, career and life skills, creativity. All these types of skills will build their way into their careers. We look at the way that education is done now and how moving forward are we going to better serve the children so they're prepared to take over our careers and the new careers that, as I said, have not even thought of yet. The next one, maintain professional staff to support educational programs. There's some excellent programs going on by tremendous staff members that we would like to continue on. As a bit of a soapbox on my own, if there's a sense that we can help the economy by saving jobs, that would be my direction with part of this budget. And in doing so, if I could still serve this community and lower taxes, that would be something that I'd be able to do. And in conserving those positions, look to grow programs here in-house based on those needs, based on those 21st century learning skills, we will have the staff to do just that. Conversely, the opportunity with those staff members and making sure that we are in a competitive market as the governor and the legislature are looking at certain programs like opportunity scholarships and next year's inter-district public school choice. This is a way that we will be competing for state aid. I really believe this is going to be our next step, where there will be a foundation that everyone will get. But if you would like to continue on cutting-edge programs, you will need to be competitive. And to do that, we would be a part of this school choice option and really put our staff, our programs, up against anyone else in the area, reap the rewards of the revenue that follow those children that come and want to be a part of Clinton Township. The next one, define the rationale for all expenditures through alignment to district goals, documentation on focuses in the strategic plan over the next 5 years, and how we are going to meet the needs of our children. So the process overall, once again, a zero-based budget where we met with the principals and directors, reviewed each expenditure so that we know going forward programs, student needs, staff needs are met. Projected budget items that we looked at are contracted salaries, as I already mentioned. The association agreement has expired after June 2010. The staff covered by that agreement have been working on an expired contract, basically opening them up to the 1.5 health benefits costs set by the legislature, and to date working for a flat salary increase as the administrators have done with their contract and the non-affiliated staff have done as well. Already we've heard from our insurance broker a possible 20% rate increase. We are projecting a decrease in our utilities due to implemented efficiencies, simple things. Staff powering down at the end of the day, making sure when they're out of the room, closing the door, turning off lights. It's amazing how quickly that money adds up. And then transportation, really putting our relationship with Hunter County Educational Services Commission kind of on the spot to say, you serve us well, can you serve us better? And what can you do for our children, ensuring that they get here continuing in the same way, but done in a way that is more efficient. One of the things we're looking at is consolidating routes to save money. Foundation for this budget, as we project the expenditures for the rest of this year, we're looking at a possibility of spending up to 97.25% of the overall budget. What that will allow for us is to push forward an operating budget of $663,000 tax relief for next year's budget. Then, as stated before, the board had indicated to me that I could go out and tell people that based on the current budget structure, we were looking at a flat tax with the hope of flat state aid. We were cut 80% of our state aid last year, $1.2 million. Of that, we received back, on top of the flat state aid, $227,221,000. And that, as I stated to Mayor and Council, and put out in the Clinton Township newsletter with the direction of the board, our flat taxes are now becoming decreased taxes. Part of it is our total tax levy is decreasing by 0.9% due to the retirement of construction bond. We are increasing our operating costs by 1.1%. The overall decrease by 0.9. That construction bond covering that increase also allows for another decrease going back to the taxes of $48,206. Under extraordinary aid, we are budgeted at $215,000. Right now, our projected total tax decrease $325,427. What does it mean for next year? Student achievement. We will continue all educational programs, continue to support our 21st century learning, critical thinking, communication, collaboration, creativity, retain all current staff positions, as well as bringing on additional staff to meet the needs of children and our facilities. One autism teacher, three teacher assistants, one maintenance worker, one secretary, which will be funded by the Federal Education Jobs Grant. That the last two positions were cut from the budget the year before. As well, right now, these set for co-curricular at a 25% budgeted, as discussed by the board at the last board meeting. For productive citizens, continue character education programs, implement updated anti-bullying mandates. The law has been updated. Regulations are to be forthcoming. Our guidance counselors and our administrators are being trained on some of the mandates that are coming forward. And then expand our service learning opportunities and buddy programs. Under supportive environments, we have on tonight's board agenda a request for proposals for energy audit, accepting one that will be a grant from the state will pay for. Really looking again where we could define efficiencies and moving forward, if any work is to be done, there's a possibility that the state would pick up the half of the share of any cost incurred. Increased professional development opportunities. Our staff is doing an excellent job of working through their professional learning communities and addressing the needs of our students. But in growing them, we know that we want to bring them the resources and the training needed so that we can continue to grow with our students, as well inclusion training. Through community partnerships, continued shared services, we are looking at, as it is on the board agenda this evening, a shared service agreement with Clinton Public to share our maintenance supervision. As stated before, we are undergoing curriculum consortium with other North Hunter and Voorhees articulation group members, other districts that send North Hunter and Voorhees. We are looking to build some special education programs to help that our students continue to remain in district where we can serve them, and then continue on the interlocal agreement with our township. That is my presentation of the preliminary proposed budget. Any board members or facilities finance committee would take any questions by board members. I know that you all had a copy of the budget this weekend to review. If there are any questions?
Any questions by board members first?
I have one on the interlocal with Clinton Public.
Kevin, yes. Speak into the mic, please.
Sorry, guys.
Thank you.
the interlocal with Clinton Public, will that be impacted at all by the change in the staffing change?
The interlocal with the, Mr. Sturgeon asked about the interlocal agreement with the township. Really the impact we're looking with in discussions we had with the town administrator, Mr. Martin Joss, the mayor, is that we would try to grow that program so that they would possibly do more of our field cutting and then connect those fields and cut around. And also look at updating the process of snow removal, how they help us out already, see if they can help any more. And then conversely, they have helped us in scheduling the rec program, so things like rotting are no longer going to be a one-time. What happens is over the summer, we are paying overtime to cover the rotting costs to ensure that we have a custodian on staff with a black seal in the building, where we run our summer programs as well as our custodial teams work together to maximize efficiencies. So they're looking to work with us on that. Okay. So it's going to save us money on custodial time in and out of the building.
I was thinking more of the Clinton Public.
They're in the local? The curriculum writing will save us money and that money. And the fact that instead of doing it alone, we are really looking to tap our staff that have experience and are experts in curriculum writing into maximize, and then sharing that out with Tewksbury and several of the other districts, Lebanon Borough, Lebanon Township. We're really looking to share the cost together. And then our maintenance supervision, they have they are looking to change their custodial outsourcing services. I need a maintenance supervisor to oversee that. And so they reached out to us, and we have an agreement with them. That's before the board.
Mr. Sturgis, I think what you were asking was if the resignation on the agenda was going to affect the agreement.
I was, but then I realized we hadn't gotten to that part of the agenda yet, so.
But that's okay. That's okay. It's on the agenda. The bottom line is that we had the meeting before we knew that resignation was forthcoming. Mr. Carroll, Kevin, do you want to follow up on your conversation?
Sure. I reached out to Dr. Katz, the superintendent of Clinton Public, invited him to be part of the process of hiring a new maintenance supervisor. He was very appreciative of that and would be a part of the process. As well, we put out for the position of a plumber, anticipated an HVAC mechanic. Based on the background and experience of the maintenance supervisor, depending on the trade that they bring in, is whether or not we need that plumber or HVAC. What I'd hope to do, Mr. Sturgis, is maybe grow that. Right now, there are certain mandates coming out from the legislature, including having a licensed electrician change the ballast in lighting. Right now, custodians were able to do that. The new legislative mandate, you cannot. Luckily, we have an electrician on staff, and the board has approved per diem rates and hourly rates so that he can do work for other districts, which would not only bring revenue to us, but save money for other districts.
What is Clinton Public doing? Do they need our maintenance supervisor? They're changing their model for...
They're correct. They're changing the model. Before, they rolled in the maintenance supervisor position as part of the outsource, I guess they didn't feel that they were well served, so we'd much rather have an established one in a district instead of an outsourced